Ever wonder what takes the longest in clinical research? It's not recruiting patients. It's not collecting data. It's actually figuring out what happened to those patients. I'm talking about endpoint adjudication, this process where committees of experts hunker down with case reports and decide, did this patient actually have a heart attack? A stroke? A bleeding event? It's absolutely critical for trial validity, but man, is it exhausting and expensive. Well, there's a new paper in circulation that might just flip the script. Researchers built an AI algorithm called ADAPT-CEC that learns to adjudicate cardiovascular events across different trials. And the results? They're genuinely impressive. Let me paint the picture. If you've ever worked on a clinical trial, you know endpoint committees are basically the gatekeepers. They're experienced clinicians who dig through medical records for suspected events and determine whether they actually meet the trial's definition. Meticulous work, painstaking even. But here's the rub. Every trial defines endpoints differently. A major bleeding event in one trial gets classified another way in the next. So you're running multiple trials? You need multiple committees, each learning a different rulebook. The Odyssey Outcomes and Euclid researchers ask something elegant. What if an AI system learned to adapt to different endpoint definitions? What if it could look at case data and make accurate adjudication decisions, regardless of whose criteria you're using? That's where ADAPT-CEC comes in. It's an adaptive AI algorithm trained on real adjudication data from multiple cardiovascular trials. The genius part? It doesn't memorize one rigid set of criteria. Instead, it grasps how human adjudicators think and applies that logic flexibly across different trial definitions. This is where it gets good. The researchers tested ADAPT-CEC on Euclid trial cases and put it head-to-head with human expert committees and GPT 4.0 as a baseline. The numbers. ADAPT-CEC correctly classified 86, 4% of events, and 99. 4% of non-events. That's competitive with human expert committees. On bleeding specifically, it scored an F1 of 0, 78, substantially better than GPT-4, 0, 56. This isn't just a generic language model. It's purpose-built. But here's the brilliance. They didn't try to kill the human element. Instead, they tested a hybrid. ADAPT-CEC makes the call, and cases it's unsure about go to a human reviewer. Filter out just 30% of the most uncertain cases for human review. Performance jumps. F1 scores went from 0, 80 to 0. 94 with 95. 6% of events correctly classified and 99. 6% of non-events. The algorithm tackles what it knows. Humans handle what's genuinely hard. The real test, though, does the adjudication method actually change trial outcomes? They looked at Euclid's primary endpoint using different approaches. Human only, ADAPT-CEC alone, hybrid, and GPT-4. Zero. The primary endpoint stayed non-significant no matter which method you used. Human CEC got an HR of 1. 02. ADAPT-CEC was 0. 98. Hybrid was 1. 04. GPT-4. 0 was 1. 06. The conclusion holds. Here's what matters. Endpoint adjudication is expensive. It's slow. Trials routinely drop hundreds of thousands of dollars and months of calendar time on this. If a hybrid AI-human approach keeps the accuracy while slashing time and cost, that's real progress. And the algorithm adapts, so the same framework could work across different trials with different definitions, something traditional committees can't really do. Now, the authors are appropriately cautious. They want prospective validation before this gets used in actual trials. This validation is historical. You'd want to test it on real ongoing trials to confirm the performance holds in practice. But the logic is solid. Machines handle the rote, pattern-matching work. Humans make the judgment calls on genuinely ambiguous cases. This isn't about replacing clinicians. It's about making them better at what they do. In clinical research, efficiency means faster trials, lower costs, and ultimately faster access to new treatments. The paper's live now in circulation. I'd bet we see much more of this coming soon.